Hey, welcome to the Alfie Postnatal Buddy Podcast with your postnatal expert Peter Lapp. That, as always, would be me. Today, it's just little of me. I'm talking anterior placenta and diastasis recti. What is an anterior placenta? Should you be worried about it? And does it affect your diastasis recti and the size of your bump? I'm also talking a little bit about toning arms. Yeah. That's right. Triceps and shoulders. That's what we're talking about. How to tone the arms, how to get a bit more definition, what sort of exercises should you do, and why you want to focus on the triceps and shoulders over the biceps. And finally, a weighted vest for walking. Will it help you get fitter? Right? Quite a lot to go through. So without further ado, here we go. Hey, welcome to the Healthy Postnatal Buddy Podcast. This is the episode for the 10th of March, 2024. And you know, time flies and all that sort of stuff. This week, it's little me answering questions again. Next week, I'm talking postpartum psychosis with Dr. Teresa Costales, which is who is like one of the experts in the US. You're going to love that episode. It's one of my favorite interviews that I've done in a while. But today, like I said, little old me, we had a couple of episodes on where I had a guest on. So now I get back to doing emails and all that sort of stuff and answering questions that I was asked. It's just me and little kitty. So if you hear any snoring in the background, that's who it is. What was I saying? Anterior placenta. That's one of the questions I was asked a couple of weeks ago, to be honest. By the way, Peter at healthypostnatalbody.com. If you want to email in any questions, I'm also on Threads as Healthy Postnatal Buddy. I think underscores in between every single one of those things where I'm a bit more active. So if you have any questions, you can send me messages there and all that sort of fun stuff. What did I just say? Anterior placenta. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having one of these days. It's absolutely chaos. I was asked a couple of weeks ago by one of my clients whether an anterior placenta would impact your diastasis recti, the size of your bump and all that sort of stuff. It's an excellent question. It was one of those that I never considered that people would have questions about it because it is rather common to have anterior placenta, and it's hardly ever cause for concern, but you know, you read certain things online and it immediately goes horribly, horribly wrong, even though most of the information is actually pretty sound and not too scaremongery and all that sort of thing. Right, so first of all, what is anterior placenta? It just means that the placenta is at the front of your uterus, so closest to your belly, instead of, say, at the top or at the back. Right, there's nothing whatsoever to worry about. The placenta is just in a different place. So the placenta, I'll teach how to suck eggs a little bit, well, almost literally. The placenta basically forms where an egg implants in your uterine wall, in the wall of your uterus. And it's a fertilized egg, of course. And, you know, usually that would sit at the back or top of your uterus, but sometimes it grows at the front, and that's what an anterior placenta is. It's basically just an extra bit of padding between your belly and your baby, right? Now, the placenta can move as your belly grows and all that sort of stuff, so it doesn't necessarily start there. It can still move to the top. Anyways, no one really knows what causes it, but other than, you know, why the egg implants there, because you know, but it doesn't have any effect on the pregnancy. And it actually happens, according to some studies, it actually happens in up to 50% of all the pregnancies. So that is quite a lot. So will it affect the size of your bump? No, because the size of your bump is just determined by the size of the baby and all the fluid that it needs, right? That you're producing. the space, essentially, the container that is your belly, be a bit blunt, the container that is your belly will be filled up with the same amount of stuff, and therefore it doesn't need space. The placenta would always be there, would always grow and all that sort of stuff. So whether it's anterior or at the top or posterior, doesn't really matter. Where it sits doesn't really matter at all. It also really doesn't affect your diastasis recti. The only thing that it could affect a little bit is that you don't feel your baby kicking as much. But again, it's nothing to worry about. And regularly during the pregnancy, it starts to move. So you might not even realize that that you can't feel the baby kicking because, you know, it usually baby doesn't start kicking that early on in the pregnancy anyways. And I believe top of my head, you know, usually anterior placentas get found out at your first scan, which is 18 or 21 weeks or something like that, somewhere near that. Anyways, so no, there's nothing to worry about. It won't affect your diastasis or anything like that. You're going to get a bit of diastasis, as I've said before. But as I've said before in other podcast episodes, because, you know, you always get a bit of diastasis. So you don't get any more with an anterior placenta than you would with a posterior one. Right, which is good to know, I suppose. Right, if you had that question, if you were concerned about it, like I said, someone asked me, and therefore I'm just relaying it back to you. Secondly, this won't be a very long episode, by the way, because I'm drowning in work. I've got some things coming up and all that sort of thing that will be fascinating for you people, but I can't talk about it yet. Toning of the arms, I get this asked. An awful lot, right? An awful lot of women and men in general, but people in general. But, you know, an awful lot of women want to tone up a little bit. Then they want to tone their arms. And then they start to do a lot of bicep curls and all that sort of stuff. So very briefly, toning is nothing more than usually losing a bit of body fat and getting some definition, right? That's what I mean by toning. Someone asked the other day what was meant by toning and all that sort of stuff. Well, a personal trainer asked what they thought their clients, asked other people what they thought their clients meant when they say toning. Toning for me is losing a bit of fat and get a bit of definition in the arms, right? If you're looking at defined arms and making the arms look nice in like a t-shirt or anything like that, you really want to focus on your shoulders and your triceps. The mistake a lot of people make when they focus on toning of arms, when they want to get a bit more definition in arms, is they start focusing on the bicep. And the problem with that is that the bicep is actually just a small part of the arm compared to the triceps, right? So the biceps are like 33% size compared to the triceps, which are 66% of size of your arms. So what that means, and I'll go into the how a t-shirt fits in a little bit as well, because that really matters. But what that means is that if you're working a small muscle only, you're focusing on the wrong muscles. Now, if you look at how a t-shirt fits around most people, that a t-shirt fits nice because you have a decently rounded shoulder and you have triceps, so you don't have bingo wings, so to speak. So the triceps are much more responsible for filling up a t-shirt or filling up any sort of top, really. And the shoulders do that as well. There's very little bicep action, so to speak, happening in that. Added on to that most people have stronger biceps than they have triceps, as in because are at least more visible, more pronounced, because they do a lot more motion with the biceps than they do with the triceps. And you know, that's where, you know, everybody can flex their guns a little bit, so to speak. There's very few people that hardly ever train arms can flex their triceps well. So doing a whole bunch of bicep curls just kind of goes against everything you're actually trying to accomplish. Like I said, the part of toning is making sure your body fat percentage is low enough to actually see the muscles, to have visible muscles. And that, of course, is predominantly diet-related sort of stuff, right? But assuming you're there, assuming your body fat percent is low enough, and you know that's different for everyone. The reason I don't give you a percentage to hit or anything like that there is because especially for women, you know, you have boobles. You have breasts, and that messes up any sort of body fat percentage scales and all that sort of stuff. If you have larger breasts, that means your body fat percentage is going to be higher. And I have never been, if you're standing on a set of scales, that is. And I have never been a big fan of the old calipers and all that sort of stuff, you know, where you squeeze certain bits because you have to be really careful that you're always measuring the right bit. So predominantly, you know, your body fat percentage needs to be low enough. That's all I'm going to say about that. And that is different for every sort of individual. But once it is, it's just a case of doing a good amount of shoulder exercises. And I always tell people to make sure, you know, you get your shoulder presses in, you get your front raises in, your Arnold presses, all these exercises you can find on the HPMB YouTube channel, right? They're part of the program as well, of course, right? Because we're lifting regularly. We do a lot of upper body movement and upper body exercises that will help not just heal your diastasis recti and help you be fitter in general life, but they'll also help you tone up and work the right muscles. We also do some bicep stuff, by the way. I'm not saying we don't do anything. But predominantly, you want to do things like front raises, lat raises, some pressing exercises for your shoulders. Make sure you do some exercises for the back of your shoulders as well, for those rear delts. Because that is something that a lot of people forget, and they are really important if you want to have nice round shoulders rather than that blocky sort of look where you have muscle at the front of your body and not too much at the back of it, which you can really tell with shoulders if you know what you're looking for. If you ever look at someone and say, hey, they've got great tone, why don't their shoulders look great? It's usually because the back of the shoulders underdeveloped compared to the front. Anyways, and then you want to do some tricep stuff. So, you know, things like overhead tricep extensions and bench dips and tricep kickbacks and all that sort of stuff. Bench presses, of course, you know, I know someone's going to listen to this saying, yeah, but bench press is better. Yeah, bench press is great. Press ups and all that sort of stuff are great. I'm assuming there that you're doing those with good form and focus on the tricep rather than, say, the chest. Right? If you do a really wide grip bench press, for instance, you're mainly using your chest muscles over your triceps, and there's very little tricep action in that. If you, however, do a narrow grip and your elbows are relatively close to your body to do when doing a bench press, you get a lot more of tricep action out of the exercise. It does make the exercise a lot more difficult, right? This is why you see people usually splaying a bit wider, splaying their elbows out a little bit when they do a big bench press or doing press-ups, right? You see this a lot with press-ups. People have their arms really, really wide. The elbows are almost next to their shoulders and all that sort of stuff. You want to tuck them in a little bit, and that way you get a lot more tricep action. So working your triceps and working your shoulders will create significantly more toned arms and will significantly do more for the tone in your arms than bicep curls and all that will do. Right. Bicep curls and all that are great. I'm not saying to not do them. But if you want to have nice definition, it starts with the bigger muscles. It starts with the triceps and the shoulders. Right, we've got 14 minutes in. Like I said, it'll be a short one. A weighted vest for walking. I thought I had addressed this, but I had another question about this. Someone was told, and I'm not going to name names here, this was an email that was sent in to me by someone who trained with another personal trainer, did somebody else's program. And again, I'm not going to name names, and I'm not going to read the email because, you know, that would give it away, so to speak. Anyways, they were told by the other personal trainer to buy a weighted vest. Because the weight, then this is postpartum, right? So they were told that. And the weighted vests, by the way, they go from 10 to 15, 20 kg, something like that. Right. If you've never worn one, they're basically vests that you put little blocks, usually little metal blocks and something like that in there, and you can create up to 20 kg of excess weight, which is like 44 pounds or something like that in old school pants. So this person was told by their old personal trainer that they did their postpartum program with to buy a weighted vest because, you know, they'd lost a bit of weight during the labor on the old 24-hour diet, you know, which is what I call when you give birth, right? So they lost a lot of weight, and this is what they were told, right? And I'm not saying that this is actually true. So they lost a lot of weight, and therefore moving around was now much easier, and therefore they could add a lot of weight to it, and it'll help heal that diastasis because you're walking around with more weight, and it'll help to increase their exercise levels because you're walking with a weighted vest, and you burn more calories. That's fundamentally what it boiled down as. Now, of course, it is true that you'll burn more calories if you walk around with an extra 20 kg on your back all the time, right? That's fairly basic science, that is. And you get a lot more out of your walk, I suppose, from an exercise perspective. If you're walking up a hill with an extra 20 kg as a weighted vest, yeah, you'll be working a lot harder. That doesn't mean it's a good idea, right? Or that we should even be recommending it. A weighted vest will do absolutely nothing, and I mean zero, to help heal your diastasis. Like, that is just not true. That is just not the case. That's just not going to happen. Now, if you listen to this thing regularly, then you'll kind of already know that that's where this was going to lead, because I tend to get a lot of questions that I deal with that I'm like, no, that's not how anything works. They also won't help improve your posture, a weighted vest. That also doesn't make any sense. You won't walk more upright because you have more weight, right? Like I said, that is just not how anything works. The reason it doesn't help heal your diastasis recti is because that is not what causes diastasis recti. And it's not the opposite of what causes diastasis recti. You know, like I said before, diastasis recti is caused by internal pressure and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, wearing a weighted vest, if anything, for a lot of people, unless you're breathing properly whilst wearing it, creates more pressure, right? A lot of people, when you add weight to their back, they don't relax into it, so to speak, right? Hold their breath a bit. And, you know, one of the things that I make a big deal of is exhaling during effort and keep breathing and all that sort of stuff. And if you're constantly bracing your core because you have excess weight, and that makes no sense whatsoever. It also doesn't work any of the muscles that would help heal your diastasis. You know, it doesn't work your glutes harder to wear a weighted vest. It doesn't work your TVA any harder. It doesn't work your obliques any harder, really. Now, I know some of the proponents for wearing weighted vests would say, yeah, but you have to keep proper posture and you have to really focus on that. Yeah, but that defeats the purpose, right? You don't walk around with an extra 20 kilos on your back and worry about your posture all day. That has never worked. So don't buy a weighted vest and don't do any of that type of stuff for diastasis recti. It's just not going to help. Anyways, that's me pretty much done, guys. Peter@healthypostnatalbody.com. If you have any questions yourself. Next week, like I said, Dr. Teresa Costales is on talking about postpartum psychosis. That's an amazing interview. You're going to love her. She's like the most knowledgeable person in America about that type of stuff. So that's next week. So I'm now going to go back to making sure that episode is actually ready to go out. You have a tremendous week. And I'll check in on you next week. All right? Bye now.
Hey. To whoever may need this nugget of encouragement, things will be alright, so quit your worrying. I get it. The odds from stacked back against the wall, but even consider it such, no, you'll stand firm. Sat and watch from the sidelines one too many times. Wicked games to play make me wanna lose my mind. Found solitude knowing it'll be over soon. Ever need a boost, count on me for the 1-2. Trouble don't last when the tough get going. Baby, all we do is win, so show me my opponent. Adversity, doubt, stress, could care less, cause how we handle those like an S on our chest. Super proud of how we held it down on the way up. Can't wait for our day to ball, this is a layup. Nobody ever said this would be easy, but trust when I say that you got it.
I know you've been looking for a breakthrough, trying our best to make do. Every day is something new, but change gon' come, oh yes, it's true. Brighter days are straight ahead. Follow me, won't be misled. Just look up, don't hang your head, and we'll get to the promised land.
Somebody loves you, please don't forget such. Take your time, no need to feel rushed. We gon' shine somehow one day. Word to O'Shea, today's been a good day. Don't let one bad apple spoil the tree. The fruits of our labor seem ripe, can't you see? A little insight, so they'll never dim your light. Been wrong for too long, this here feels so right. Leave your fears in the rearview, right now on a mission. Tryna stay the course on this road to redemption. Giving up seems tempting, but no need, cause I got you and you got me. A little U-N-I-T-Y will get us by. Through the storm and the rain, I'll be by your side. Look alive, the best has yet to come. Just some words of wisdom, plenty more.
I know you've been looking for a breakthrough, trying our best to make do. Every day is something new, but change gon' come, oh yes, it's true. Brighter days are straight ahead. Follow me, won't be misled. Just look up, don't hang your head, and we'll get to the promise, yeah. And it may seem like things ain't working out, but I know we gon' find a way without a doubt. Just hold on a little longer, you gon' see this through. I've been there and certain things always remain.